Let's talk for a minute about in Nashville this coming Sunday for the Nashville Choirs event at the Symphony Center. Can you tell us your involvement there and what's going on?
First, I just want to say I'm there to enjoy the wonderful Nashville Choirs. It's really them. They're bringing us in, and I'll be introducing the composer of the Word of Promise, Stefano Minetti. He's a world-class composer, and he will conduct much of his score for the Word of Promise with the full orchestra. It'll be an exciting event, even though I probably don't sound like it. I kind of keep it down inside.
You're saving yourself.
To build it up there.
And I will be there to sign copies of the Word of Promise.
Very nice, very nice. Well, obviously, you're not going to be able to. They're not going to be able to do the full 21 hour, thing that people can find on the CD. So are you taking just certain selections from the project?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll be taking certain pieces there, but just to kind of give people a taste of what it really is, and really honestly, there's no greater stories than the Bible, and My thing in Hollywood has always been just if I could just get people to listen to the Old Testament or just say hey, wow, some guy comes up with an idea and says we could really make a great movie on this and put out more films like that we did in The Passion or The Count of Monte Cristo or whatnot, but starting with a germ that. And you see it in films like Star Wars or Lord of the Rings. Really, it's the Bible reinvented.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it this Sunday. It'll be the Nashville Choir at the Symphony Center, and Jim Caviezel will be there, table in the lobby with autographs after the event. Jim, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kim and Doug.